This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has returned to power in Arunachal Pradesh, while the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, has secured another term in Sikkim. Counting of votes for assembly elections in the two northeastern states was held today. Polling for the 60 seats in Arunachal Pradesh and for 32 seats in Sikkim was held on the 19th of April simultaneously with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. BJP has recorded a landslide victory in Arunachal Pradesh, securing 46 out of 60 seats. Some of the prominent winners from BJP are former Union Minister Ninong Gering, party leaders Dr. Mahesh Chai, Tai Nikio, Homchun Namdam, Wang Ling Lowang Dong, Sharing Lamu and Chaka Tabo. In Sikkim, out of all 32 seats, Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, has won 31 seats. The Sikkim Democratic Front, SDF, has managed to bag only one seat. Incumbent State Chief Minister and SKM President, Prem Singh Tamang, has won from both Rinok and Soreng Chakung constituencies. SKM candidate and State Assembly Speaker, Arun Kumar Upareti, won from Arithang seat. SDF candidate Tenzing Norbu Lamta registered a win over Kunga Nima Lepcha of SKM from Shiari constituency. The terms of the two assemblies in the northeastern states ended today. The counting of votes for all the seven phases of Lok Sabha elections will take place on Tuesday. Counting of votes for assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Orissa and by-elections to assembly constituencies will also be held the same day. Counting will begin from 8 a.m. onwards. The Election Commission said that counting trends and results will be available on the ECI website at results.eci.gov.in, as well as on the Voter Helpline app. The Voter Helpline app can be downloaded from the Google Play Store or Apple Play Store. A BJP delegation today met the Election Commission in New Delhi and demanded the Commission to ensure safety and security of the electoral process during the counting and announcement of results, including measures to prevent any attempt of violence and unrest. The delegation comprised Union Ministers Nirmala Sitharaman and Piyush Goyal and party leader Om Pathak. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Goyal said that the delegation also requested the poll body that every official engaged in the counting process be fully conversant with the minutest details of the prescribed process and engage diligently with all protocols. He said they also urged the Commission to take cognizance of the systematic attempts to undermine the electoral process and take stringent action against those responsible. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today sent Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till the 5th of June in connection with the money laundering case linked to the alleged excise duty scam. The court was hearing an application of ED seeking judicial custody of Mr. Kejriwal. The application was pending as he was on interim bail. Today, after his surrender, the Rouse Avenue Court remanded him to judicial custody till the 5th of June. Before his surrender, Mr. Kejriwal interacted with party leaders and workers and addressed the people. Mr. Kejriwal was arrested by the ED on 21st of March in the alleged Delhi excise duty scam. He had gotten interim bail on May 10 and was asked by the Supreme Court to surrender to Tihar Jail today. Prime Minister Modi today held a series of meetings in Delhi to review a wide range of topics including heat wave and post-cyclone situation. During a meeting held to review the aftermath of Cyclone Raimal, the Prime Minister was briefed about the impact of the cyclone on the affected states. The loss of human lives and damage to houses and properties due to landslides and floods in Mizoram, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya and Tripura were also discussed. The Prime Minister said that the government will continue to extend full support to the states affected by the cyclone. He also instructed the Ministry of Home Affairs to monitor the situation and review the matter regularly to extend necessary assistance for restoration. Mr. Modi also held a meeting to review the heat wave related situation in the country. In the meeting, the Prime Minister was briefed that as per IMD forecast, heat wave is likely to continue in parts of Rajasthan, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. This year, the monsoon is likely to be normal and above normal in most parts of the country and below normal in parts of peninsular India. The Prime Minister instructed that proper drills for preventing and handling incidents of fire must be done on a regular basis. And in boxing, Indian boxers Jasmine Lamboria and Amit Pangal have secured the prestigious Paris Olympic quotas following their impressive performances today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.